King William Island is one of the most desolate places in the world, a virtually featureless polar semi-desert of limestone and mud interspersed with ice water lakes. Located in the Canadian Arctic archipelago, separated from the north coast of the North American continent by Simpson Strait, the island is large, 5,244.5 square miles, but indistinct, rising to a maximum elevation of only 450 feet. Yet the indifference of the landscape stands in stark contrast to the island's dramatic history. For it was here, in 1848, that the finely outfitted and trained British Arctic expedition, commanded by Sir John Franklin, ended in extraordinary tragedy. Not one of the 129 men came out of the Arctic to tell of their accomplishments or suffering, and both of the expedition's ships, HMS Erebus and HMS Terror, were lost, as were whatever written accounts of the journey that had existed. British and American searchers, grasping to understand the disappearance, were confounded by what little remained of the expedition. Sketchy stories told by the native Inuit, some artifacts, human remains, and one tragic note found by 19th-century searchers, are all that historians have been able to rely on for their reconstruction of events.